أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم كتابه المجيد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما أرسلنا في قرية من نبي إلا أخذنا أهلها بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يضرعون. We are in the time of crisis. What crisis? That one which encompasses every single corner of our life. First of all, look at the crisis regarding economy. According to the authentic investigation and deep understanding about economy, we see that the whole world is facing two very dangerous problems: the inflation and stagnation. The global GDP is estimated to be $85 trillion, whilst the global debt is estimated to be $350 trillion. Brothers and sisters, look at the gap between the debts and the GDP. It is four times greater and more than the GDP for the whole world. If this continues as it is now, we don't know what will happen, and the size of this and the effect of this crisis will end up with what? Now, most of the airlines are reporting loss. The stock market and all types of economy not only shaking, rather it is at big loss and threat. I'm sure that you all saw on the TV how people rush to buy the paper, the toilet papers. They are fighting over some other sanitations and everything that is needed for them. So this is one aspect of the crisis, the economy. The second one is the political crisis. The tyrants, the superpowers, treat innocent people in the world with maximum of atrocity and injustice. They cause them death, they cause them restrictions, sanction, and deprive them from their own rights. And here we see how these dictators, who claim to be acting democratically, but in reality are no better than dictators, repeat to us the image of Hitler and other people who cause the maximum injustice to their nations and to others. Now, the third aspect of this crisis is the health issue. And yesterday, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 as pandemic. This means that the number of people who are either infected or already dead rising every day in every part of the world, not restricted to a particular part of China and Italy, for example, but that threat and that problem, that crisis, will cover, according to this World Health Organization, every community and every country. How to deal with this type of stress and psychological problem and crisis? Of course, agitation, distress, fear, burning anxiety, and confusion, all these are seen everywhere, whether in the East or the West, whether it is in well-supported communities and well-financed, or those who are at the deepest way of poverty. This is applicable to all. So, one issue is about our religious duty, because the burial and whatever related to a funeral, the rulings of Sharia regarding how to handle this case, how to deal with it. We know that the health organizations, of course, health authorities will not allow the ghusl, which means that washing the body of the dead person, if someone was ending up with that COVID-19 killing him or her, when it is not permitted to wash them, of course, because any possible contact with the water will lead to the spread of that disease or that virus to the larger, space and community. So, what to do about that? What about the shrouding? What about the burial? What about the very close relatives? Are they allowed to attend the burial or not? All these confusions, all these questions lead to stress, confusion, and anxiety, really. And this had its impact. Its impact on all the minds and the psyches. So, how to face this crisis? How to deal with it? Shall we say, oh, it is the fate, this is, as they call it, the act of God? Shall we say that, oh, this is the end of the time? Are we to remain indifferent, or we have to do something about it? Of course we have to do something about it. What to do? First of all, to take every precautionary measure to stop the public meetings, to gatherings, to protect ourselves and exercise the self-isolation when any sign of this virus is seen in a member of the community or family. That is very, very important, brothers and sisters. So first of all, prevention, or trying to exercise the maximum measure of precaution, in a sense that not allowing this disease to spread and become part of the cause for death for many. Neither of ourselves. We are not supposed to be the means for transferring this to others. And that is very, very important. So this is part of the solution, part of the way about how to face this crisis. Of course, the economy and the political crisis, we don't have ability to amend them or to do anything about them, because those who caused it, those who were the reason for all this loss in the economy or this mishandling of power, they are responsible for it. But this one, of course, in two aspects of it, whether regarding the health control or regarding the psychological impact of it, it is in our hands. We have a duty to deal with them. As I said, first, to try to exercise the maximum measure of precaution in not allowing the virus to spread in a wider area. The second one, brothers and sisters, is more important, and it goes in accordance with the ayah which I started our speech today. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in surah number 96, ayah 6 and 7, that innal insana layatgha arraahu istaghna. People tend to rebel when they are rich and accumulate wealth, because everybody think about money, 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 wealth. And to have the upper hand in this way, to control everything financially, this leads to arrogance. This leads to people to be rebellion. And that is really a dangerous thing. So instead of focusing only on money, let's focus on morality, on faith, on understanding our religious duties and acting upon them more seriously. But the ayah which I started the talk about it is in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah number 94. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we seize people with distress and adversity that they might behave in a more logical and humane way. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَرَّعُونَ. So, brothers and sisters, it is our duty to concentrate more on our spiritual obligations, about our mental health, about how we be more serious about our faith, about understanding and acting upon our religious duties. The commands of the Quran, to know that if we exercise the spiritual values, the piety, taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to open the gates of blessing from heavens and earth to pour on us. So, but when people send their back to religious duties, moral values, and they deny their obligations, they pay less attention to the spiritual duties in comparison to their financial and worldly concerns, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we try to awaken them. So this is a waking alarm, and that is something which allows us to wake up time. This is the time to see that you've gone so far in going away and turning away from your religious duties. Brothers and sisters, in this crucial time, in this most difficult time with various aspects of the crisis, let's strengthen our communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take our religious duties more seriously. Let's think of others and assist those who are less able to have some type of comfort. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see that communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by heart, by mind, by supplications is very, very essential in our time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.